Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are going to be joined by old mate from the band Big Sur. We've got Hugo Butler on the line, coming all the way from Tamaki Makaurau. Morena, Hugo, how you doing?
I'm very good, how are you?
Nice. Yeah, we're pretty chill on the show. It is a gorgeous day outside. How is it looking in Tamaki?
Yeah, it's beautiful here today.
Nice. I like the room. You've got a lot of beautiful wooden furniture and you've got some beautiful kind of ceiling. What do you call those? Like kind of not pillars. They're just holding up the ceiling. I don't quite know.
Yeah. The framework is
the framework.
Yeah, I don't know. It does look quite nice.
Yeah. It's really lovely. It's really lovely. But yeah, I really want to thank you for coming on the program today. We're here to talk about Big Sur's upcoming show at Pearl Diver. Will this be the first time the band is playing in Ōtiputi?
Yeah. I believe it will be Neve's first time being there as well.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Very much looking forward to it. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, of course. That's super exciting. I did see that you're currently on a tour with you already doing the first leg up in Tamaki Makaurau. Will you all have much time to bug around in Dunedin, or are you going to head off to Christchurch shortly after?
Yeah, well, we'll have a few hours. We'll have at least half the day. Sound checks normally kind of late afternoon, so yeah, we'll have plenty of time.
Nice. There's definitely a few cool spots. It's like the museum, there's an art gallery, lots of awesome cafes. Yeah, lots to see and lots to do.
Yeah, wonderful.
Are you very familiar with Dunedin yourself?
No, I visited there one time a couple of years ago. But no, it would be kind of very much a first for all of us, I think. Very much looking forward to it.
Mean.
Yeah.
Is the band named after the Big Sur mountainous region in California?
Loosely, yeah. It's more or less the novel by Jack Kerouac. Our songwriter Neve Pritchard. She's a big fan of Jack Kerouac, and we just thought it fit well. It sounded it was a nice name. However, we have come to the realization there's definitely about five other bands out there with sharing the same name. So. Yeah, a bit of competition.
Yeah, a little bit of competition. I feel like with, you know, the internet in general, our originality is kind of out the door because we're all drawing from, as one of my favorite comedians, Mark Maron, likes to say, we're all drawing from the same reality well. So there's only a finite amount of things you can truly do.
That's right. Unfortunately, there's like a select few who recall Apple software update for a computer that went by the name Big Sur, so we often get people say, oh, are you named after the Mac software update from 2016? Like, yeah, totally, that's exactly where it's from.
Dude, those icons, dude, the screen brightness, are you named after the, yeah, no, my God.
Yeah,
that's impeccable.
Spot on, mate. That's exactly what, yeah.
I will say, when I googled Big Sur to figure out what it was, that did come up. But I was like, no way they're going to be
surely
named
not.
That.
Surely not.
Oh, that is crack up. That is really, really funny. Are you a fan of Jack Kerouac yourself?
Yeah, massively.
Have you listened to that? Oh, I don't know how many records he has in this vein, but there's one record he has where it's like him just saying poetry over this dude on piano.
Yeah.
That is
fantastic. Really, really... Really fun album.
Yeah, it is. It makes me, I'm not, you know, a huge poetry guy. It makes me want to read poetry, you know?
It does, and you know, nor was I for a while. I think you just need to find somebody who speaks to you, and then nobody's not a fan of poetry. They probably just haven't found their voice.
I've been falling in love with this underground poet guy from Toronto. I think it's Aubrey.
Okay.
Drake Graham.
I'll have to. It doesn't ring a bell. I have to.
Oh, that's Drake's name. Like Drake the rapper.
Oh, Drake. Oh my God.
Yeah, got you. Gotti.
that's funny. That's a good one.
He actually did release a poetry book. I don't know if you saw, but it's not very good. Alrighty.
Yeah, maybe I have to check that out.
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't think you need to be honest. I think you're good. But anyway, you all released an EP earlier in the year by the name Black Mountain, which is quite inspired by Celtic mythology and folklore. And I want to know, have you seen the animated film Wolfwalkers?
No,
I haven't. Oh, man. That is a beautiful, you know, kids movie, but it's really, really well done in terms of the animation style. And it focuses on a lot of Celtic mythology around the idea of a wolf walker, which is someone who can shapeshift into a wolf to protect the village and stuff. It's really, really awesome.
Oh, spectacular. What, how would you describe the animation? Is it...
Oh, man, it's really quite... one of its own. I mean, let me have a reference photo. It's very bright. The colors are gorgeous. There's a lot of ginger here. But it's, I don't know how to describe it. I can't really think of anything that really compares. I guess maybe Brave, the film Brave, but it's 2D, it's not 3D. So I think that's the closest thing I can think of. But yeah, I don't know. It's a really, really beautiful film. I highly recommend it if you're into Celtic mythology.
Yeah.
It's a real awesome movie.
Cool.
Your visit to Dunedin tomorrow is the second leg of the tour, as we've mentioned before, with Tamaki being the first. How is everyone feeling about going on tour? Is everyone good?
We're really excited. It's sort of a bit of a dream come true for all of us. It's very much spread out. You know, we've got our Wellington show a few weeks after, but it's great. It's like an early holiday for us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And this is the first tour y'all are backing on?
Yeah. Nice. We've previous bands in Everin, we played a Wellington show one time, and that felt great, even though it was one night. There's something very exciting about hitting the road and kind of being out of your depth somewhere unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm. It'll be good to see. It'll be a real test of the band's mettle, I guess.
Yeah. We'll be great. We'll be collected.
Yeah, we'll be good. House of 2000 is one of the opening acts. Now, they've got quite a raunchy electronica style. How did picking them come about?
We've had a lot of help from our friends Poppy Ophelia, who will also be playing the show. It's great to have a variety with shows. We didn't want to kind of shoehorn a sound in there. We wanted to just showcase the variety, I guess, of Dunedin. And it's going to be great.
Yeah, we'll be. I want to know, just while I have you here, as we're running out of time, I do want to know, what's 2025 plans for the band? What do you got going on?
We have already started working on a full album, more of a 10-track kind of thing. It's early stages, but we're just going to keep doing what we do, and I think we released an EP to start with, because, you know, it's easier, but yeah, I think to release an album of 10 brilliant tracks, don't falter, you know, like a 10 out of 10 would be our kind of goal for next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
I assume you all have some stuff in the vault already.
Oh, totally, yeah. It's becoming very collaborative. A lot of the songwriting is happening very much in the moment between all four of us. Navigating that has been fun. In the past, we've had sort of more fully fleshed ideas brought to the session, but now I think to bring more skeletons of songs and let the group dynamic figure it out is, I think, what's been working very well for us.
Awesome.
So yeah, there's about three ideas that we've got so far.
Cool. Do any of them involve Apple updates?
Yeah, I mean, that's the concept. That's the concept of this album.
Awesome. Much, yeah. I can't wait to hear the Apple-inspired album from Big Sur in 2025. That's going to be fantastic. Yep. No, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Believe. No, thank you so much for having us. We're thrilled. Looking forward to the show. Hope to see you down there.
Yeah, likewise, likewise. All right. Well, not likewise. You're going to be there. Thank you so much. Take care. All righty, folks. That was Hugo Butler from the band Big Sur. We're talking about the upcoming show tomorrow at Pearl Diver at 8 p.m. With Cash Guitar and House of 2000. It is Koha Entry. And Pearl Diver is, of course, the lovely, lovely bar located on St. Andrew Street. Here's Big Sur's track Lands from the 2024 Black Mountain EP. Highly recommend you check it out. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.